This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Vatican said today that Pope John Paul II is conscious and in grave but stable condition. Spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Walsh gave an update through an interpreter.
The situation of the Holy Father is continuously being monitored and watched. The Holy Father is conscious, is lucid, and very serene.
The spokesman went on to say the Pope remains in his Vatican apartment where he celebrated Mass early today. The health of the leader of the Roman Catholic Church has been closely followed around the world, and throughout this morning we will be monitoring the Pope's condition. We'll bring you news as we're able to confirm it. To get the latest on the Pope's condition now, we turn to NPR's Sylvia Poggioli. She is covering this story in Rome. And Sylvia, what else have you learned about the Pope's condition?
Well, at midday, that very distraught Vatican spokesman, Joaquin Navarro-Valls, told reporters that the situation is very grave. He said the Pope's blood pressure is still unstable and he has trouble breathing. But he said that this morning he asked to be read the 14 Stations of the Cross that recall the last hours of Christ's life. Fighting back tears, Navarro-Valls said he has never seen anything like this in the last 26 years. And in an unprecedented move, the Vatican press room, which usually closes at 3 p.m., will be open all day and night. So suddenly, after days of official Vatican silence, we're getting much more information than we'd expected. It seems as if the Vatican, which is probably following the Pope's lead, is allowing the world to follow close up the Pope's last days of suffering. And John Paul has made it very clear he wants the world to see him in pain as a means of sending the Christian message of redemption through suffering.
Sylvia, if the Pope's condition is grave, why has he not been returned to the hospital?
Well, Navarro-Valls said that John Paul had been informed of the gravity of the situation and decided to remain in his apartment overlooking St. Peter's Square. He said John Paul asked his doctors if it was necessary that he be hospitalized and was told it was not. In fact, during his recent hospitalizations, John Paul showed his stubbornness and insisted on being released ahead of time against his doctor's advice. Today, the Pope's medical team was reportedly divided over the issue. Some doctors don't think the special nursing station or infirmary that was set up next to the papal bedroom is sufficient. And the general impression is that the Vatican believes it would not be dignified if the Pope died in a hospital.
Now, what, Sylvia, are people saying there about what the Pope has done in the last few days? He appeared at a Vatican window overlooking St. Peter's Square, which raises the question for some of whether this exposure to the elements may have aggravated his condition.
Well, it's very likely. That's certainly what a lot of the medical experts are saying. But, you know, it's been reported that whenever doctors advise the Pope to take it easy and sit one out, he responds that he's in God's hands because God chose him and gave him this responsibility, and he has no right to avoid the task. Now, he was unable to speak during Holy Week and had to delegate the ceremonies to senior cardinals, but he insisted on being visible to the faithful. And, of course, he probably did further endanger his health by exposing himself to cool, damp weather. The Pope's breathing tube makes him particularly vulnerable to infections, and he's been cloistered in his apartment at the Vatican since March 13th, and very few people outside his close entourage have been able to visit him, although today several aides, we were told several of the top aides, did go to see him in his apartment.
And so that we know what's coming, and we do not know how soon, what happens after a Pope dies?
Well, the moment of death has to be certified by the attending physician. Then there is the traditional ritual that the cardinal known as the Camerlengo, or Chamberlain, who in this case is the Spanish Cardinal Eduardo Martinez Somalo, he will call out the Pope's baptismal name, Carol, three times, and perhaps will also strike the Pope's forehead with a silver hammer bearing the papal coat of arms. When the Pope does not respond, the Camerlengo will say, "The Pope is dead." And he will then in turn inform the Vicar of Rome, who is the Italian Cardinal Camillo Ruini, who will make the official death announcement to the world. At that point, the bells of the churches of Rome will begin to chime in mourning. The Camerlengo will then arrange for the Novem Dialis, 9 days of mourning, and cardinals from all over the world will be summoned to Rome for the Pope's funeral and the conclave about 2 weeks later to elect John Paul's successor.
Okay, we've been getting the latest on Pope John Paul's condition. He's described as grave but stable at this time. We've been getting that news from NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Rome. Sylvia, thanks.
You're welcome.